Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What exactly? We'll explore and figure out where the heck is this investigation going. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Scattered reports of storm damage are coming in across the Washington region after strong thunderstorms yesterday afternoon and last night. There have been reports of trees or tree branches down, some power lines down as well. Thousands were without power at some point during the storms. And in Baltimore County, a tree fell on a car, killing a 14-year-old girl and injuring a 16-year-old and a 13-year-old. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury in his investigation of alleged Russian meddling in the election.
President Trump has repeatedly called the investigation a witch hunt and denied any collusion between his team and the Russians.
The Russia story is a total fabrication. It's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics.
Trump's lawyer says they are not concerned the president will be put under investigation.
Correspondent Andy Rose. Meanwhile, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway suggests there's nothing for Mueller or the grand jury to find.
We know that these types of endeavors end up being fishing expeditions. They're a very broadly cast net. And I would remind everybody that in terms of President Trump, he has said that he has no financial dealings with Russia whatsoever.
Fairfax County leaders are growing frustrated at a lack of progress in cracking down on drivers who don't stop for school buses.
The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors got permission from the General Assembly and the DMV and even changed a county ordinance to give the school board the authority to outfit buses with cameras. Those cameras would be able to ticket drivers who ignore the bus's stop signs. Supervisor Jeff McKay is frustrated.
My intention certainly was not that we do all that and then not end up implementing it.
He says it's a matter of public safety.
I don't want to see a kid get hit trying to get on a school bus.
Which is why he's asking the school board for an update on the status of a possible pilot program. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A longtime Montgomery County elementary school teacher will be sentenced today for sexually assaulting 5 students and former students over a course of 16 years. John Vigna was a popular teacher at Cloverly Elementary School in Silver Spring. County State's Attorney John McCarthy spoke at a news conference at the time of Vigna's conviction in June.
You could literally see the child mind evolving to a position where she was really understanding for the very first time, my God, what they're describing in this class happened to me, and it was this teacher that I trusted very much and cared for.
Vigna testified during his week-long trial that he never had intentional, inappropriate contact with students. Work on Maryland's new emergency radio network continues to progress.
Governor to Ocean City Communications, how do you copy?
Ocean City copies loud and clear.
Governor Larry Hogan making a ceremonial call to mark the completion of the third phase of Maryland First, a radio system geared to make it easier for first responders to communicate statewide.
It is allowing for more effective coordination at incidents and a much greater level of public safety services for our citizens.
Right now, the radio system is operational in central Maryland and the Eastern Shore. There's no word yet on when it will be coming to Montgomery and Prince George's counties. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The U.S. Senate has passed a measure backed by Maryland's Chris Van Hollen to speed up approval of pediatric cancer drugs. That measure was approved by the House in July. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,026, the NASDAQ at 6340. Sports, the Nats were idle last night. They take on the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. The O's lose to the Tigers. WMDA, the Mystics visit San Antonio tonight. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let's be real.
Traffic and weather.
Lots of coverage here.
The day's top stories.
And now get this.
And you.
I love talking to you in the afternoon.
Thank you for that.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
I'm going to be here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Have a crash on the Virginia Beltway. Update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, this is going to be Beltway Outer Loop. As you're coming from Maryland, once you cross over the American Legion Bridge, a little bit foggy there too. To cross over the American Legion Bridge, and then you're going to hit the brake lights. Up ahead, the crash right before you get to the toll road. Looks like I'm watching the emergency response here just arriving to the scene. They're going to definitely block the left lane, maybe 2 left lanes to be safe. Stay to the far right. Again, this will be outer loop as you approach the toll road. Inner loop side, you're okay. Coming from 66, passing the crash. So far, no rubbernecking delays and heading and extending across the American Legion Bridge. Bridges into town look good. Southeast Southwest Freeway wide open, which would stay that way. 295 southbound. It's been about the volume past Burroughs Avenue down toward East Capitol Street. Then you pretty much shake free as you continue beyond and onto the 11th Street Bridge. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, good, a little bit lighter than normal, and 270 off to a quiet start. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances pretty low on this Friday. Patchy fog around this morning, otherwise sunshine. Sun and clouds this afternoon may pop up a shower. Maybe a thunderstorm on a south breeze 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Dumfries, 64 in Bowie, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Australian police describe the most sophisticated terror plot ever. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday morning. Joining us in an hour, 7:05, will be James Rosen from the Fox News Channel. He has a very interesting story on the Pentagon investigating security risks in our military. These are immigrants who came into the military under a special program. You serve, you get citizenship. Well, we may not know who they are, shockingly. At 8:05, Del Wilbur from the Wall Street Journal will be joining us to talk about Mueller's grand jury probe. He has impaneled a grand jury. We'll find out more about that in at 8:35. It's Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform about the vaping rage that is going on, the trend that is going on with vaping instead of cigarettes. How are they going to tax that? We'll find out. I'm Mary Welter along with Vince Colonnais. Vince, good morning.
Good morning. You mentioned Del Wilbur from the Wall Street Journal. He, of course, will be joining us at 8:05, and that's important because he's the guy, and that's the paper, that first broke the news yesterday that Robert Mueller, the special counsel here, has impaneled a D.C. grand jury for his probe of Russia's interference into the 2016 election. The Wall Street Journal, they're saying it's, quote, a sign that his inquiry is growing in intensity and entering a new phase. Boy, it sure sounds like it when you get a grand jury involved.
When does he go from special counsel to special prosecutor? If there's a grand jury, I would assume he's prosecuting a case.
Well, this grand jury will have prosecutory powers, and so there's a lot here. I mean, getting it to the grand jury level, to the extent that I understand it, really does accelerate both the ability for them to investigate and for them to pursue crimes, and that's a big issue, one that's leaving people both puzzled and concerned about the state of the presidency. I want to point to something that I find very interesting, something that Tucker Carlson pointed out in his show last night, is CNN's coverage of all of this. Federal investigators, this is according to CNN, federal investigators have seized on Trump and his associates' financial ties to Russia as among the most fertile avenues for moving their probe forward. People familiar with the investigation tell CNN. The web of financial ties could offer a more concrete path toward potential prosecution than the broader and murkier questions of collusion in the 2016, these campaign sources say. What? Sorry, can we go back to the beginning of this? What crime are we pursuing here? I get it. You're investigating something. That's fine. What's the crime that you're investigating? Because right now, based on what I just read in that CNN piece, it sure sounds an awful lot like you're not sure if you have a crime at all, so you're moving on to other areas in the hopes that you find one to justify your existence, both as a special counsel and now as a grand jury investigation. That doesn't sound like you have a crime, actually. You're moving on from the broader and murkier issues of collusion in the campaign? What? So explain that. Meanwhile, the president of the United States gets up last night on this stage in West Virginia, and he has more than a couple things to say about all of this and the way that things are being treated. But listen to what the president does last night here and what he says, because it's important, and I think it's probably a tack the White House should have taken all along. This is less about going after Trump than it is the voters who put him in the office. Listen to the president last night.
We won because we totally outworked the other side. We won because millions of patriotic Americans voted to take back their country. Have you seen any Russians in West Virginia or Ohio, Pennsylvania? Are there any Russians here tonight? Any Russians? They can't beat us at the voting booths. So they're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us.
So there you go. The president basically saying, look, forget me for a moment. This is about the base that put me in office. What was the value of your vote? Was it your vote that put me into office? Or was it the Russian government, as has been regularly been propagated by the press, of course, and the people within the government, in the U.S. government, who continue to leak things against the president to that effect? So I thought the president, Mary, made a strong case last night that his voters need to be concerned about this.
I think it was brilliant. And as you said, it should have been the message all along. That's the way this should have been going all along.
So are you concerned with where this investigation is going? With the way that this investigation is being executed, I want to play some audio from Charles Krauthammer last night. But I want to start getting your calls in about this, because this is of sincere concern, I think, because we don't have any sort of clarity about the investigation, and the only things we're finding out about it, which is supposed to be secret, is that it's being leaked. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are you concerned with where the investigation is going? Charles Krauthammer is. Let me play some of his audio. This is him speaking last night again with Tucker on his show.
The danger here, the pity here, is that we're still discussing the legitimacy of an election of a president 6 months in. That is never healthy for a democracy.
No.
It's happened to other democracies where you end up with the removal of the head of state. It's happened in France, and where you get generations of the rump electorate that has its candidate taken away, resenting and not accepting the legitimacy of the country. This has never happened to us. And that's why I hope people will tread carefully. The way that Trump said this whole speech was Russia closing in on me in Washington versus you, the people. That's how he set it up. He's very good at this. And what he's saying is they want to take away the victory you won, meaning the people of West Virginia, people of Michigan, people of Wisconsin.
So they want to take away your victory. This is what you won. This is not about me. And this is the tack that I think the president should have been taking all along, probably partly because of his personality. He internalizes it, makes it very personal. But he has to realize the people who voted for him did it on the basis of the fact that he was going to turn back the establishment, that he was not a part of this system, that he was not a politician, that he was going to be sort of one giant affront to the established political chaos in Washington. And boy, has he ever been. And now he's saying, look, I don't want to be the only one who owns the defense here. I need your help. It was basically the president of the United States making an ovation to his supporters last night.
Which plays beautifully.
And an overture, rather. I say ovation. An overture to his supporters.
And it played beautifully last night. I mean, West Virginia is Trump country. As is, except for the coasts, if you've looked at the electoral map, so is most of the country is red. And that's why I think that was a really smart thing to do, to go to the people, because people need to understand that this investigation really truly is a witch hunt. And I would love to know what the crime is that's being investigated. And do we as American citizens have a right to know what is the crime?
All right. Are you concerned about where this investigation is going? And do you have the fears that Charles Krauthammer does, that this will be a tool used to undermine democracy simply because you don't like the guy going forward? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It's time at 6:15 for some traffic. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, now most of the rush hour off to a good start, but now we're dealing with this crash on the Virginia Beltway. Delays continue to grow. This accident's going to be on the outer loop. For those of you heading from Maryland into Virginia, keep alert. Once you get to the American Legion Bridge, you're hitting those delays. The crash before the toll road, stay to the far right to get by. And if you're trying to get into those express lanes at the toll road, crews are there to direct you around the crash. So again, on the main lines, outer loop, before you get to the toll road, we have two left lanes now blocked. I'm looking at a tow truck trying to get into the scene of the crash. So everyone's trying to let them in, and another police car. So a lot going on there. On the inner loop side, from 66 to the American Legion Bridge, you're good. No troubles. And no troubles to report right now on 66, heading out of Manassas into Centerville. Lanes open, exit ramps are open, continuing beyond the Beltway and through Falls Church, quiet. And for 270, good, out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today's sunshine and a few afternoon clouds. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high near 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low of 71. Tomorrow, some clouds in the afternoon will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon, a high of 82 degrees. And by the way, Sunday, plenty of sun. Highs in the mid-80s and lows in the low 70s. Right now in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Investigators exploring whether Donald Trump's campaign colluded with Russian spies have seized on Trump and his associates' financial ties to Russia as one of the most fertile avenues for moving their probe forward, according to people familiar with the investigation. The web of financial ties could offer a more concrete path toward potential prosecution than the broader and murkier questions of collusion in the campaign. So basically, they're just saying, we're not going to get him on the collusion stuff, so we're going to make up an entirely new investigation into the finances of his family, his associates in Russia. Can you do that?
You can. I mean, the problem is the special counsel was given a remarkably broad mandate from Rosenstein at Department of Justice. It's very, very general. And they're a lot like the EPA used to do when it defined waters as any pond that connected to a larger...
A vernal pool.
Exactly.
Right,
so you do the same thing here. That is, as long as these arose during the investigation, these crimes arose or were discovered, the special counsel can investigate them. And that's a serious problem for Trump. We've never had a president with the type of transactional portfolio that he has, that his family has. And when you go through that, if they find illegality, it could be a serious problem.
That's Jonathan Turley speaking to Tucker Carlson last night about this. What do you think? Has this investigation gone in directions that it shouldn't be going? And are you concerned right now where the investigation's headed?
My concern is that if they keep this up and this just goes into the finances and they start investigating Ivanka and Donald Jr. and Eric, and this has nothing to do anymore with the election or Russian interference, and this has everything to do with, oh my gosh, they forgot to dot an I or cross
capacity in a business transaction in 2005. And they try to take the president out with this. I think you're going to see an uprising in this country that is going to be far beyond anything they expect, and it's going to be scary.
Let's go to Debbie in Owings, Maryland. You're first up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Are you concerned about the direction of this investigation? Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. I'm concerned and I'm angry. We put up with 8 years of a dictatorship, and we Republicans did not go out and riot in the streets. And finally, we voted a candidate in that we stood for. And for these people to still be in charge and ruling, it's beyond the pale. I can't stand it. And there will be people taken to the streets. You're darn right they will.
I think a lot of people are sharing both of your opinions on this because they feel like, why would my vote be undermined by this? Why is the Justice Department, why are the investigative resources of the United States being used to destabilize the country rather than stabilize it? That seems to be the direction we're headed in until we get something. If you're going to keep leaking everything, why don't you leak the crime? The thing that's the basis for this investigation. Let's go to Dave, who's in D.C. Good morning, Dave. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you reacting to this investigation this morning, this grand jury?
Hey, how you doing? You know, I've never really called in to voice my opinion on anything. I just kind of argue with myself in the car going to work.
I do that, too.
I felt the need to call in and say, you know what? It's about we the people. And we the people voted this man in office because we wanted to change. And it seems like we've just become docile and just let things happen. Well, as we the people, we should start flooding our representatives' office with phone calls and letters saying what we want. And we want this to stop and move forward. If we're going to investigate something, let's investigate. Did Eric or Donald Jr., did they sell uranium to the Russians? I mean, what are we wasting our time and money on? Let's find something that's more important.
Yeah. And, I think a lot of this has to do sometimes, I reflect on, like, why aren't Trump supporters in that position already, for instance? Like, why aren't you seeing too much of the marching and the being out there on his behalf? And I think it's occasionally because the president steps on his own messages, that he'll lash out at somebody, that he'll be intemperate. He'll cause earnest Trump supporters to be like, I don't know if I agree with that behavior. The key here, especially is because it's a legal case, is that Trump needs to be disciplined. He needs to only share the information that he thinks through, and he needs to listen, take the advice of his lawyers. And I think what you'll see is that Trump supporters will more quickly rally to him if they have a coherent case for his defense rather than him sort of just taking scattershot approaches to every single thing that pops up in the news. More from you in just a moment. It's 6:22 now on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renters Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the Rent-A-State advisors at Renters Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renters Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-897-2822, to speak to a Rent-A-State advisor right now.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Are those the magic hats?
Yes, sir. That's the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo and everything.
Does it make you happy?
Very happy.
Will it make me happy?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
What?
Point at something you wish would disappear.
How about all of that? Look at this place. I feel amazing.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's 625. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, for the most part, quiet rush hour, but we have an accident now on the Virginia Beltway. Traffic update now sponsored by AAA. The accident, outer loop before you get to the toll road, still blocks two left lanes. Fire truck still there. Tow truck is there as well, but they might need a second one. There are three vehicles involved. Let's get you across the American Legion Bridge, where you need to know if you're coming out of Maryland, your delays continue up ahead. Again, toward the toll road. We're not back to River Road yet. It's just after the exit for River Road where we slam on those brakes. So keep alert coming off the 270 spur. Also, on the Maryland Beltway, looks like we have a new problem. Heading through Largo on the outer loop as you approach and pass 214 Central Avenue. Had Cruiser telling me a single vehicle crash left lane blocked in that stretch. Beyond looks good past 50 through Greenbelt. Top side of the Beltway lighter than normal through Silver Spring. Maryland 95, Virginia 95, no incidents to report. 395 good across the 14th Street Bridge. AAA, it's the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide because it's been their primary focus for over a century now. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances pretty low on this Friday. Patchy fog around this morning, otherwise sunshine. Sun and clouds this afternoon may pop up a shower. Maybe a thunderstorm on a south breeze, 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 626.
And I think we should be treading very carefully here. This is what we are, we're sort of sleepwalking into this. When you appoint a special prosecutor, you start at Whitewater, you end up with a blue dress 8 years later.
That's right.
This is an investigation in search of a crime. Show me the crime, I'm open to empirical evidence. If they show it, I'll be open to say, well, maybe this ought to be prosecuted. But as of now, it is something that's closing in, and it is very dangerous. I don't think people appreciate how dangerous it is for the stability of the most stable democracy in the world, a quarter of a millennium.
Right.
We shouldn't be treading these waters.
Charles Krauthammer says we are sleepwalking into disaster here with this investigation. You know, Mary, I said before, if you're going to leak all of the granular details of this investigation, let's begin with the solid one that you should be leaking in that case, the crime. What's the crime?
And I think people should be demanding to find out what the crime is. And I don't know the legality of that. I don't know the process of how that goes, whether they charge the crime first. Clearly, they don't. I know that a lot of this is secret, but I think that it is. I agree with Charles Krauthammer. I think this is going down a very, very, very dangerous road.
Well, it's summer and they're going fishing. 628 on WMAL.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
Have we lost an entire generation to the device they carry around in their pocket? Are their heads bowed too much into these smartphones? Researchers say depression, all sorts of nasty things are coming along with that Twitter usage. We'll discuss it. 6:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. Cleanup is underway across the region this morning after storms yesterday and last night caused some scattered damage. Rain and wind brought down trees and branches and power lines in many cases. Thousands lost power at some point during the storm. One power line came down on Columbia Pike, snarling traffic for a while around the Barcroft Plaza Shopping Center. And in Baltimore County, a 14-year-old girl was killed. Two other teenagers were injured when a tree fell on their car. The White House and President Trump's personal lawyers are downplaying the news that special counsel Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury.
The lead lawyer, Jay Sekulow, appeared on Fox News Channel.
This is not a surprise because the impaneling of a grand jury in situations like this, when you've got an investigation, is typically how they move forward.
Sekulow emphasized whatever else may come from more than a year's worth of investigation.
We have no reason to believe that the president's under investigation here.
And he points out fired FBI Director James Comey reportedly told the president that three times. Bob Costantini, Washington.
A 50-year-old former Montgomery County Elementary School teacher is facing sentencing today after being convicted of child sexual abuse charges involving inappropriate touching of several students. John Vigna was convicted in June. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to Richmond in a couple of weeks to help you raise funds for the Ed Gillespie campaign for governor. It's among the first public demonstrations of support for Gillespie by the Trump administration. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,026, the NASDAQ at 6340. Sports, the Nats have the night off to take on the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. The Orioles turn a triple play but lose to the Tigers. WNBA, the Mystics are in San Antonio tonight, and the Cowboys beat the Cardinals in the NFL Hall of Fame game. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Everyone has a problem area, right? We all do. Love handles, beer belly for guys, and the last piece of loose tummy skin for ladies. They just never seem to go away, especially after you lose weight. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing Novara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to sculpt, tone, and firm up the skin on the belly and thighs, and even eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. The secret is intense, slim technology coupled with caffeine and hyaluronic acid guaranteed to tighten, firm, and tone your belly, thighs, and even the very stubborn cellulite and stretch marks. So now you can get the job done. You're a couple weeks away from having amazing results, guaranteed, or your money back. Call now. Try Novara Ultra Sculpting Treatment with intense, slim, risk-free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call in the next 10 minutes and get the new Novara Cellulite and Stretch Mark Treatment free with your order. Get the body you deserve and your confidence back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and my good friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are so easy to recommend because they help so many people across the area to sell their homes for top dollar. Don't just take it from me. Listen to what Anthony and Amber said. They said, we hired Sarah and Debbie Reynolds after having our home listed with multiple agents that had no luck selling it. Then the Reynolds team put together an aggressive marketing plan using their qualified buyers in their database. They sold our home in record time for top dollar. If you want the complete package from a real estate team, I strongly recommend calling Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. See what I mean? Now that's an endorsement, and they know what they're talking about. Sarah and Debbie and their team sold over 250 homes last year, and they can help you just like they helped Anthony and Amber. Don't just call any realtor when you can have the best working for a fast sale and for top dollar. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Call today.
The IRS doesn't mess around. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. If you owe back taxes, call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Don't delay. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here's the update on the Virginia Beltway crash. This is going to be on the outer loop near the toll road. It affects everyone coming out of Maryland. So the outer loop, before you get to the exit for the toll road, they have most of the activity confined to the right shoulder, but still the left lane block via the VDOT truck is still there with the flashing lights. Delays just off of the 270 spur. So you're okay on the spur. Once you get onto the Beltway before River Road, the volume starts to build, and then a solid lineup across the Legion Bridge. But they are making progress here at the scene of the crash. On the inner loop side, as you approach and pass the toll road, your travel lanes are open and you're good to go through that stretch. 66, quiet, just a little bit of volume starts to form in Manassas and Centerville, but we'll take that over any lanes blocked. For 395, been dealing with the two-car incident, had mostly been to the right shoulder. Now the distraction causing delays here as you come past Edsel Road toward King Street. We're quiet into town, coming off of both 50 BW Parkway and onto New York Avenue. Looks good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Sunshine with some patchy fog this morning. Clouds will try to build later. 90. 71 tonight. Maybe a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm early. And then clouds get way to sunshine tomorrow. Beautiful day with a northwest breeze, 82. Sunshine, middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Gainesville, 67 in Greenbelt, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
637 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You want to stay tuned, because at 7:05 this morning, we have James Rosen from the Fox News Channel. He's reporting seeking whether or not there's espionage in the ranks of the military. An important report this week, so we're glad to have him stop by. 8:05, Del Wilber is a Wall Street Journal reporter who broke the news that Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury. And then at 8:35 this morning, Grover Norquist joins us to talk tax reform and also the Republican Party's obsession with vaping. That's like a thing, and Grover's going to talk about it. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnay is alongside Mary Walter.
You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my
We all know the kids these days, they're connected to the cell phone. They love their cell phones. Very, very, very interesting piece in The Atlantic by Gene Twenge. Jean has been researching generational differences. This is what she does. She's been doing it for over 25 years. And she wrote this piece because she noticed really disturbing. She said it's usually like you'll see shifts in behavior, but it's very subtle generational shifts. You'll start to see things move a little bit this way, a little bit that way, but they're very, very subtle shifts from generation to generation. But she noticed a very very abrupt shift long about 2012. So she wrote a piece on it. And she's coined a new generation. She calls them iGen. iGen was born between 1995 and 2012. They grew up with smartphones. They have an Instagram account before they start high school. They do not remember a time before the internet. Now, millennials, they say, grew up with the internet as well, but they didn't. It wasn't ever present in their lives. Social media wasn't an ever-driving force in their lives. So they didn't grow up with Instagram accounts the way these kids are.
Right.
They say, she says, iGen's oldest members were early adolescents when the iPhone was introduced in 07, high school students when the iPad came on in 2010, and in 2017, a survey of more than 5,000 American teens found that 3 out of 4 owned an iPhone. This generation is more comfortable in their bedrooms than in a car or at a party. They are physically safer than teens have ever been before because they never leave the house. They are less likely than the generation before them to get in a car accident. They also don't drink. They don't, because again, they're usually home.
You know what else is dropping?
What?
Teen pregnancy.
Yes, that's part of this as well.
Yeah. You wonder if there's a correlation between tapping away on those phones and, you know, hanky panky.
Well, you actually have to see someone physically to get pregnant.
It turns out, according to science.
Yeah, but what she says here, Ever, they are more psychologically, this generation is more vulnerable than any generation before them. Rates of teen depression and suicide have skyrocketed since 2011. She says this generation, this iGen generation, is on the brink of the worst mental health crisis in decades, and she traces it to their phones. Listen to some of these statistics. She says, and let me get to some of the good stuff. Well, it's a very, very, very intense article. They're less likely to leave the house without their parents.
Right.
12th graders in 2015 were going out less often than 8th graders did in 2009.
Just staying cooped up.
Seniors in high school. When we were seniors in high school, we were out all the time.
Sneaking out.
Yeah. Well,
opening
I never snuck I never snuck out of the house. My mother was
jumping out the window so no one would see that you were leaving the house.
My mother would have met me at the bottom. She was incredible. They're also less likely to date. Only 56% of high school seniors in 2015 went out on dates. For the generations before them, 85% went out on dates. Only 56%. Ninth graders, the number of sexually active teens, cut by almost 40% since 1991. The teen birth rate at an all-time low. So that's good. That's a good part of this. Nearly all high school students who were boomers had their driver's license by the spring of their senior year. Today, more than 1 in 4 don't have a driver's license by the end of high school. They go into college without a driver's license.
They got Uber. They got their
phones. And they have their parents.
They can summon a car anytime.
Yeah, and they have their parents. This generation isn't working. They're also not learning how to manage money. By the late 70s, 77% of high school seniors worked for pay during the school year. By the mid-2010s, only 55%, and that number has been cut in half. They're not working. They're not learning how to manage money. 18-year-olds across a range of behaviors, drinking, dating, spending time unsupervised, 18-year-olds now act more like 15-year-olds used to.
Wow.
15-year-olds act more like 13-year-olds. They said childhood is stretching out. They spend less time on homework. They're not as studious as generations before them. They also don't really pay much attention to their parents because they spend most of the time in their room. All of this is leading to unhappiness in this generation. The Monitoring the Future survey, they've asked this question since 1975, and they asked teens how happy they are. They found that teens who spend more time on any kind of screen activity, any kind of screen, are more likely to be unhappy than those who spend less time on screen activities. It's crazy. The numbers are crazy.
Well, I just want to say this. Every form of communication is a filtered form of communication. The thoughts that run through your head don't all make it to your mouth, but a lot do. But as you narrow it down to texting, to G-chatting, to however you communicate, you filter and filter and filter more and more all the way down to the best version of yourself. And you're fronting by the time you get there. And you never get a chance, if you're not personally communicating one-on-one with a human, you never get a chance to explore all of the warts and the wrinkles and the things that make you interesting and unique. And the less we get away from that human-to-human interaction, the more that we get away from it, the worse. So it'd be good to, go out with your friends. Sneak out the window occasionally.
That's exactly what they're saying. I just want to leave this with parents. Eighth graders who spend 10 or more hours a week on social media are 56% more likely to say that they are unhappy.
Ugh. Get happy.
It's a lot.
Go out and talk to somebody. 6:43 now on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature, until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, the crash on the Virginia Beltway now cleared to the shoulder, but giving us delays coming from 270 right off the spur. That's where we're merging onto the Beltway in delays that take you across the American Legion Bridge toward the accident now on the shoulder before you get to the toll road. Now, the closer you get to the accident, actually, the better the pace. So seeing some improvement there. If you heard me talk about the Maryland Beltway single vehicle crash, outer loop near 214 Central Avenue, they were able to clear that quickly, and I'm not seeing much of any backups through that stretch. Now for 270, separate incident other than the volume once you come off the spur, is the crash south on 270, just happened near Falls Road along the left side. No problems to report on 95. Both Maryland and Virginia, so that was checking out fine. 395, a bit of volume through Landmark, and just a brief delay at the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com with WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Run through in the next couple of days with temperatures coming down. Fronts on the march, but not much punch with storms as they come on through this afternoon and this evening. Isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Sunshine with some patchy fog this morning. Clouds will try to build later. 90, 71 tonight. Maybe a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm early. And then clouds will give way to sunshine tomorrow. Beautiful day with a northwest breeze, 82. Sunshine, middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 647.
This is a story that Vince can relate to, which is why we're doing it. This comes out of Texas. This one comes out of Texas. And there's a woman, 29-year-old Ashley Brawley. And she, this one of these homes, thank goodness they had this, I guess it has a security camera in their home, in their living room, which I don't have these things. But and in this camera off to the right, if you know what you're looking for, you could see what clearly is the reflection of flames. All right, because you know what you're looking for, right? This woman comes on camera off to the right, and you can see her like blowing, like trying to blow something out. All of a sudden, this fireball comes up and whoom in her face, and she goes reeling backwards. She's holding her face. There's no audio. She runs out of the room. Well, what happened was is that she was burning a three-wick Bath & Body Works Vanilla Bean Noel candle, which I have to tell you, Bath & Body Works three-wick candles are my favorite. I do love them. Now I'm a little upset. She said that she smelled something burning coming from her living room, and she discovered that the candle was burning about 6 inches above the top of the glass.
Whoa.
And her husband heard her screaming after the fireball shot up into her face. He carried the candle outside using oven mitts, but he hosed it down. And when you hose it down, it spreads the wax, and then the fire spreads, and the glass exploded. Because the glass was hot, he put the cold water on it, and boom, the glass explodes. So it was a big mess. She winds up in the hospital with first and second degree burns on her forehead, cheeks, nose, and lips. And there's a picture of her in the ER, and she looks like the Invisible Man because she has bandages all over her head. So they posted the video, and they got over 2 million views. A couple people wrote, "I had the same experience. We tried to put it out. It exploded. Very scary." And the company put a statement out and said, "We're investigating this." But I love this. The company says they offered a $25 gift card to the couple to cover the cost of the candle. But that is in no way meant to be compensation for her experience. Our candles are safe in use with printed instructions. And they also suggest that people should always keep their candles within sight, trim the candle's wick before each use, and never use water to extinguish a candle in a glass container. You should always use a snuffer. Now, Vince, how does this sound familiar to you?
Very familiar.
Yeah,
this literally happened to me last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was asleep, getting ready for this show. It was like 9 o'clock at night. My wife yells to me from the bathroom, "Ben?" Like, yeah. I wake up. I go running into the bathroom. There's a ball of fire on the counter in the candle. I quickly grab the candle, stick it under the sink, blast it with water, and a fireball reaches up to the ceiling. And at that point, I was like, oh my God, the glass exploded everywhere. I ran downstairs, grabbed the fire extinguisher, ran back up, and just blasted that thing. And boy, was there fire extinguisher stuff everywhere. I had learned that night that a wax fire is a real thing. It's just like a grease fire. Fire extinguishers or baking soda. We'll put
or
those
smother
things out.
It. Or you can smother it to deprive it of
cut off the oxygen.
Yeah, but not water.
650 now on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs. Feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC's bachelor's and master's degrees in Homeland Security can help you develop the knowledge and skills needed to manage and lead in the field. Focus on critical infrastructure protection, crisis management, risk assessment, and international and domestic terrorism. Fall classes enrolling now. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning, Vince. The big focus today for investors is the July jobs report. It's due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. It's expected to show 180,000 new jobs last month. Toyota showing a quarterly rise in operating profit. The results come as the Japanese automaker announces a joint venture with Mazda to build a $1.6 billion assembly plant in the U.S. It's expected to create 4,000 new jobs. No word on where the plant will be located. President Trump trumpeting that news in a tweet today, saying a great investment in American manufacturing. Two health insurers out with their earnings reports this morning, both beating estimates. Cigna posting adjusted earnings of $2.91 a share. WellCare Health reporting adjusted earnings of $2.52 a share. The Oprah Effect. Weight Watchers is crediting Oprah Winfrey for its strong quarterly results. The diet company posting earnings of $0.67 a share, 16 cents above estimates. Subscribers rose more than 20% year over year. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth. We all know increasing revenue's tough, but did you know that 100% of main sources of income fail? The odds are 100% that your current main source of income will someday no longer exist. 439 of 1955's original Fortune 500 are no longer around, yet their industries and even their product lines still thrive. What happened to these companies? Simple. They didn't believe that 100% of main sources of income fail. They never added a second revenue model. For years, my friends at Income Store have helped both households and businesses build second, third, and even fourth revenue streams. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown commuters on M Street, we have a crash. It's going to be M Street if you're heading in toward D.C. after you pass Wisconsin Avenue. The eastbound lanes of M at 31st block, so it'll be detoured around there. Definitely need a little extra time. If you're heading from, say, the Rock Creek Parkway and you use M Street westbound, your travel lanes are open. We're okay right now over the Key Bridge. No problems to report on the Whitehurst Freeway. That was checking out fine. Crash on the Virginia Beltway. That's out of the travel lanes, but it's causing us delays out of Maryland. Outer loop accident before the toll road sits to the right shoulder. Delays from the 270 spur, but the closer you get to the crash, the better the pace once you cross the Legion Bridge, so you know. On 270, had several cars involved in the crash. Southbound 270 before Montrose Road along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking weather coming in for the upcoming weekend. Today, not so bad. Patchy fog and spots this morning. Most of us mainly clear. And we'll roll through the day with sunshine. Some afternoon clouds will billow up. And so with the billowing, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. No widespread rain, 90. Chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, then clearing, 82. And there'll be a clear sky as we head on through the morning hours. Maybe some clouds around. And then sunshine, 82 in the afternoon. Sunshine in middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 6:57 on WMAL. Oh, if he's drinking all that much, he might avoid dementia, they say. Let's go to the researchers. Moderate and heavy drinkers are more likely to reach 85 years old without developing dementia or other cognitive impairment, according to a new study from the University of California, San Diego. Of course, it's coming out of San Diego. Leisure town. So they're saying, like, hey, actually, booze might help. For all of the negative effects, I love this, by the way, these cultural studies where you always have something that's like, you've been told for years that drinking a lot is going to hurt you, it's going to kill you, it's the worst thing ever. And now they're saying, actually, it might help prevent dementia. The study considered how factors like genetics, diet, and the environment affect the onset of dementia and found that those who consume alcohol at higher levels had a higher likelihood of reaching the age of 85 without developing Alzheimer's, dementia, or other cognitive diseases. Huh. Quote, moderate and heavy drinkers had twofold higher odds of living to 85 without cognitive impairment relative to non-drinkers. You got to wonder if there's not necessarily causation here, but maybe correlation. Some people are heavier drinkers just because, like, they have a kind of a natural inclination towards drinking.
Maybe they just don't know that they have dementia because they're drunk.
Yeah. It's like they just weren't aware of it.
The cirrhosis, though, is what eventually gets you in the end, I guess. I think it also depends on what you're drinking as well. They say that there's a lot of benefits connected with wine. I have a lot of friends. I'm not a wine drinker. I'm actually allergic, which is, I know, weird. So I don't drink wine because of that. But I do think there are some health benefits to drinking wine, and it makes sense. It's a fruit, and it's natural. It's a fruit. It's not something, although I guess all liquor is. But I don't know. I think there may be a health benefit to
it. Well, they do point out the correlation side of this. They say, quote, the study does not suggest that drinking is responsible for increased longevity and cognitive health. Alcohol consumption, particularly wine, is associated with higher incomes and education levels, which in turn are associated with lower rates of smoking, lower rates of mental illness, and better access to health care. So if you've got the means to buy the booze, you probably have the means to get some health care, too. That's sort of at the core of this.
Snooty wine drinkers, in other words.
So keep drinking in moderation, assuming that's your thing.
There goes all the fun.
Let's find out what's coming up next on Mornings on the Mall.
Coming up next, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel will be joining us. He's going to talk to us about a program at the Defense Department that gets those aliens, I want to say, immigrants into our system serving in the military, and we give them citizenship. Well, there's some problems with that program.
Yeah, we'll talk to James.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.